Off in the distance stands the six-story putty-colored jail building, the oldest correctional facility in California, built in 1934 to hold 500 prisoners. A former inmate here who served time for drug dealing is Anthony Travis Jr.
I see, you know, people that goes in jail, they go in there with, most of them go in there with a lot of anger, you know, things that they resent or something like that, and for them to be able to get out of them cells and come in water and get a peace of mind around trees, flowers, you know, butterflies, things that surround the garden, it helps. It helps.
Today at age 35, Anthony Travis is employed by the Garden Project, an organic horticulture program begun in 1982 to provide criminals with a bridge to a fruitful life. Nearly 5,000 current and recently released inmates have participated, attaining vocational skills and being restored as nature works its healing power. A study showed that recidivism is sharply reduced by the project. Whereas more than half of general prisoners were arrested again within 2 years of release, fewer than a quarter of the Garden Project participants were rearrested. Founder and director of the program is Catherine Sneed, a visionary counselor to inmates and now special assistant to the San Francisco Sheriff.
We're in the jail greenhouse, and this particular greenhouse is where we do most of the perennial plants. That's where we keep them after we've transplanted them. We've recently got a donation from the Yoder family, the Yoder brothers, which is a big nursery of about 10,000 plants. And we've transplanted them, and we'll use these plants to landscape at the police stations, at the fire stations, and at schools here at the jail and other places. So this greenhouse was, glass house was built in 1989, our old one fell down. It was built when the jail was built in 1934. The bricks, or bricks that were cleaned by the prisoners, and got, were donated to the sheriff's department from a building that was, that fell down in 1989 at the during the earthquake.
That's pretty constructive recycling.
Yeah.
So a lot of the materials that you work with are donated.
Yes, we have. We're very fortunate to have many people that support what we do and donate what they have. This particular greenhouse is, these are all, for the most part, perennial plants, and our other greenhouse is our propagation house where the vegetable starts are.
Can we step out to the rest of the grounds here?
The hills that surround the jail are a part of a watershed, the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And it's beautiful San Mateo County. And it's rarely this beautiful. It's usually fog, very foggy. But we do get a few beautiful days here. And there's a lot of different animals here, and it's wonderful. We have coyotes. There have been mountain lion sightings, and of course increasingly more these days. Bobcats, a lot of hawks, and even owls. And so for a lot of our people, this is their first connection with nature and sort of the natural world and the wild world. And it's wonderful to be here instead of in the jail.